Joining me now is our multimedia editor, Flora Lichtman, with our video pick of the week. And it's very seasonal, is it not?
Yeah, it's time to lighten up, as usual, with pick of the week. But this time, even more than usual, we are headed to the Macy's Design Studio to get a look at those balloons that they use in the parade every year.
How they design them.
And actually, right now is crunch time for the balloonatics there. And that is, I didn't even come up. I came up with that,
but
I didn't.
It's a great word.
They call themselves
balloonatics.
Yeah, I love it. And so they're doing sort of the final checkup on all these balloons before they go out for their big day. So we saw the one of the new balloons, Julius, which is a monkey, blown up in the studio. It's really, this is something that I remember watching the parade on TV as a kid every Thanksgiving. And so to see them now up close, they're really tremendously large.
And I thought when watching a video pick of the week, it's up there watching them, how they blow these up and how they test them, is how talkative these guys are, right?
The balloonatics?
Yeah.
The balloons? Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a really fun visit. So they told us a few things. They shared some secrets about how they make the balloons. So the balloons are actually divided into different compartments. And one of the advantages there is that if you nick it,
whoops,
the whole thing doesn't come down. You just deflate like a hand or an arm.
Good thing.
So that's a good idea. And then the other thing is that the major thing for the people working on inflation is getting the skin to the right amount of smoothness. It's called skin stress.
Of course.
And so there's a very technical test for that. You thump on the balloon and it makes this sort of like bling blimp sound.
Like thumping a watermelon.
Yeah, exactly. Same idea.
Same idea.
So all the inflation people are trained to listen for that ring. So that was sort of a neat thing. But one of my favorite parts about this was talking about what it's like on the day of the parade. And just to give you a sense of what it's like, Jim Ardle had this to say.
When the sun starts coming up and you can see the floats in all their glory and they sparkle and the balloons majestically sitting under their nets. When I start to launch the balloons in the morning, I take off at a dead run with this huge grin on my face and I don't stop until I'm all the way back down to the end of the parade route, landing the balloons and putting them away. Every one of us is like that.
Jim Ardle has been there for 31 years.
Wow, he's seen a lot of helium.
a lot of helium. And actually, he has a very special trick that I'm going to look for when I watch the parade this year, which is that, as we know, Charles Law says that when you heat up a gas, it expands,
right?
So as these balloons are going down the path, they're losing a little bit of helium little by little by little. So they get, by the end, they're sort of a little bit saggier, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So right before their glamour shot in front of the national cameras, Ardle will park the balloon in between in a cross street so the sun is shining down on it, which will puff it up so that it looks bright and fresh for the cameras.
Ready for its close-up.
Exactly.
As they say. And that's our video pick of the week. It's see the balloonatics up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's a beautiful piece, beautifully done by Flora. Went out there and watched.
And Christopher and Tagliato, too.
Christopher was out there. And go to our website at sciencefriday.com and see that video pick. Something new to watch for on the parade.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, unless you buy it. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Francie Deep. Neil Roush is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Go over to our website and look at that video pick of the week. It's terrific up there on the left side in the box watching those balloons and how they thump them with their fingers and they can listen to the sound. It's terrific. Also, you can download, take us along with you on your iPhone and Android app, and you can continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. If you're leaving us now, have a great holiday weekend. We have our special Ig Nobel Prize show coming up next week. You're not going to want to miss that here on Science Friday. I'm Ira Flato in New York.